Audio morning brief for the U.S. stock market. I'm Rich Paz for Critical Point, 7:56 a.m. Eastern Time, May 15th. Okay, last week and over the weekend, some of the government people, even Secretary of Treasury Yellen, made comments of that, you know, if they got the right amount of cash during June, they may not run into a debt ceiling problem until July. So last week I mentioned that it seemed like a year or two ago or 3 years ago or something, we had a situation when we were looking for a deadline of June 1st, and next thing you know, it's like June 8th, and then it's July. We're already seeing that same pattern where they're suggesting there could be a little more time to discuss. This may drag on the concerns by the stock market and other financial markets of, are we going to fix this debt ceiling or not? It's looking internally that the very short-term traders are still trying to bet on the downside more than the upside, and are the more aggressive, and they've been hitting this market, creating these little drafts and these pockets, these quick drops, okay? But the interesting thing is we start moving towards, say, the level 3 short-term trader and then on into the level 2, level 1 intermediate and long-term type traders. They seem to be not aggressively buying what these short-term traders are selling, but they're kind of like soaking it up like a sponge. And we think this is a net bullish characteristic over time, that the pendulum has swung to more of a long-term optimistic viewpoint of the stock market and economy, and it's just the short term, the very short term is a little more on the bearish side. But we don't know for sure. So let's discuss some of the very fast trading here first. The model assumes on Friday a level 4 intra-week bottom occurred, and the swing is up. And we saw some response by the end of the week, and then we've seen some overnight higher trade in the futures here today. So a little follow through, and there's a good chance the level 4 won't top out the late today to early tomorrow. So we think there's a possibility today's an up day. But keep in mind, not everybody goes back to work on Monday, and some are even off on Friday. So we won't get the full house back to work here trading till tomorrow. So it could do some fuzzy things here where today's trade may not matter either way, or they get a little too carried away too easily, and maybe tomorrow they're going to counter it. So we don't know how much faith we've got in the idea of up today, okay? Now, as we zoom out to, say, level 3, we're reached the conclusion that the market should have bottomed last Friday with that level 4 for a level 3 monthly buy-sell signal, bottoms top signal. It should have bottomed, okay? Should have been the latest allowed. So we have to be concerned if it starts trading below whatever the lowest price is of last week, and then also use Friday's low, and I'll switch over to the daily here for the S&P 500 and give you some numbers soon. But I first want to work my way out to the what I see on the weekly chart here. So what we have is that if that's the chance, then it's time for a wave of buying. Now, the problem is the model saying it's possible a level 3 top occurred just ahead of the level 3 bottom. And if so, this market's rallying this week into next. But what I don't like with this, and the model doesn't seem to be acknowledging this, is that I normally assume you don't have a level 3 top and bottom the same day. That I've always for years had a rule that it's at least 2 days spanning for some kind of little setback. And most of the time, level 3 downtrends are like 5 to 11 days, okay? But you can get into some rare occurrences very, very short. So that is a warning that it's possible the market picks its head up today and tops for level 3, or tops only for level 4, sets back, moves up again. But we have to consider any level 4 top this week could still trigger a level 3 top. And instead of being up into next week, it actually would be down into next week. So a bit of conflict there. Don't have enough traders on the same page to tell us any conviction to really move this market in either way, really. It seems like they really are waiting on resolving this debt ceiling. But the fascinating thing is, even though they don't seem to be all that convicted either way, it looks like longer term, they assume it will be fixed and the market's going higher after fixed, okay? They don't really want to sell it. And I'm not finding the bearish news, the reason why this market go down huge amounts. I just don't see it. So I've warned you all along since April, March, February, that we would see a setback in May, and it may take all the month of May, even into the start of June, to finish the setback and put in that level two bottom. But as of this morning, and this may be foolish, this may be too aggressive, but we are sending an alert that level three bottom last Friday, we're giving an alert level two bottom last Friday, and this market's moving higher into June on into July. For the much larger trends, it's moving higher for the rest of the year. And I think there's even a chance it will begin to accelerate in June. The better acceleration may be later in June, but I think we're going to start picking up the pace and soon. But I got to warn you, I have to warn you, this could be just a little knee-jerk reaction upside and more downside later this month to put in a later level two bottom. This is only the first opportunity, and it's not necessarily the ideal when I look at the charts and the behavior, but it is ideal of meeting a lot of things inside. 2 weeks ago, they overshot the downside on the hearing that was going on about the debt ceiling. They exaggerated and they sucked in the model and myself thinking there was still more downside coming. Instead, they rebounded it some, and then it's just like they went comatose. They went asleep last week, okay? They may wake up this week, and they may wake up to the downside into next week just because they're concerned this is going to drag on. They don't like it. Or maybe they hear some negative comments. Now, I believe tomorrow Biden and McCarthy are going to meet on the debt ceiling. So that, and of course, everybody will be back to work by tomorrow. So this is when things could really wake up in either direction. But I think if you can see the cash S&P 500 trade above last week's high of 4154.28, you should assume there's a chance it's going higher into next week. Now, if it trades below last week's low of 4098.92, you should assume it's going lower into next week. And don't rule out more sideways here as they just decide to wait. Now, weekly indicators are acting slightly bearish here, but not enough to be convincing. It could just be giving enough room for another rally. Now, here's something else. So I've given you some upside, a price level to the upside of what to expect now into next week. I've given you a downside of what to expect now into next week. I've warned you what might go wrong for the remainder of this month, but I'm going with a net bullish bias that may be incorrect. But we're going with it. That's your alert. We think it's going higher into late June to July. So evidence of being right on that forecast, the larger level two, level one trends, would be a trade above the high of week of May 1st, and that high is 4186.92. If it goes above that near term, it's too late, in our opinion, for a last minute level two top and then have it knocked down again. It should just continue to move higher. Now, when it does that, we believe it should move to 4218 to fill a gap last year in August. We believe it should move to 4325 to challenge the August high. Excuse me. And we've got point and figure chart potential that if it takes out the high of 2 weeks ago, we'll have objectives of 4350 to 4450. We've also altered the critical point objectives a little bit lower. We can make them higher later, but we'll have 4425 to 4576 for later this year. Those don't have to occur right now. What may be the highest and yet a very good or high potential upside objective for June or July, maybe about 4288 to 4365. So keep all of that in mind. I think we have to stay focused that this market's going up this year and the next year. We have to stay focused it's going up for most of the remainder of this decade. We have to stay focused that it can move higher and should move higher into June and perhaps into early July. And we've given you upside objectives. But I still have to warn you, we can have some lingering setbacks. Now, we like what we see in the percent stocks over S&P 500 that it's time to move up, meaning money flowing back into the market, but we could be early on it as well. We like what we see for the VIX. It's trying to back off. It's saying people aren't scared of this debt ceiling. They're just waiting to get it over and done with, but they're not scared of it. Keep that in mind, okay? They may become scared, however. Again, there could be little shocks here for the remainder of this month. We like what we see for a variety of stock indexes around the world and the U.S. and the global indexes. We think a wave of buying is coming. We think this level two, that most of the selling and the lowest impact of price by that selling was seen 2 weeks ago, even though it didn't bottom for level two. And it's going to bottom at a little higher price than 2 weeks ago. It's probably bottom Friday. We think it's going to bottom, if we're wrong, we think it's going to bottom a little later this month, but not necessarily lower than the price low of May 1st at 48.28. All right, so, and we think the interest rates, even though they're moving up this morning, that doesn't seem to be bothering the stock market yet, and we don't think they're going to move up by sizable amounts. We think Bitcoin's probably bottoming, going to rally as well. We think gold's going to stall out here, not convinced it's ready to start the bear market we would like, but it can at least stall out, and it may be a slow beginning towards a bear market. The dollar index jumped more than we wanted last week, but it's also due to ease back. Crude oil's not doing much of anything. On balance, we've got to be bullish here. The economy's moving forward. The jobs are okay. And we just got to clean up this debt ceiling. And in my personal opinion, not the model's opinion, there's nothing standing in the way of this market moving higher now. We just got to get rid of the debt ceiling. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Have a great day. Thank you.